Monster Spectacular is set to bring its Monster Truck Show to St John's TD Station Arena on Saturday, June 13th, along with freestyle motocross and lawnmower races. Rich Lorel, founder of Monster Spectacular, built Canada's first monster truck in the early 1980s, and in 2026 the touring event is now run by third generation, Lorel's grandson, Matthew Lorel. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Matthew Lorel, president of Monster Spectacular, about what visitors should expect to experience at the show, as well as his family's history in the presenting of these unusually massive vehicles.
So it's monster trucks, but it's also freestyle motocross, lawnmower races, and a lot of action. We'll have five monster trucks. So we have Extreme Jim, which is a Canadian monster truck from Quebec. We'll also have Superfoot, which is a replica of the first Canadian monster truck built by my grandfathers more than 40 years ago. We'll have Higher Education, which is a school bus, Black Stallion, driven by Michael Waters, Monster Truck Hall of Fame member, and crowd's favorite and last year champion, Overkill Evolution, with Michael Waters Jr. The Monster Truck part, it's in three different parts. So the first one is Wheelie Contest. It's kind of the warm-up, the first time that the Monster Truck hit the cars that are there. After that, we do racing. What is fun is that it's St. John. We have enough space with the retractable seat to do Chicago-style racing, which means that they will do all around. After that, we finish with freestyle monster trucks. So we give some limited time to every truck to do whatever they want on the track, the complete destruction of the cars remaining. So after that, we name the freestyle winner. And with the points on every event, we have the overall events winner of the show for St. John. 80 to 90% of our crowd is young families with children from 2 to 12, let's say. So people often think it's really a motorsport event, but it's really more a family event.
What are the major differences to the sort of vehicles that are driven on the road?
If someone never saw a monster truck, it's really impressive. It's a 12,000 pounds vehicle with some really, really big wheels. It's custom built, and it's really a big machine that can crush cars, crush minivans, and it's really impressive and really loud.
And can I ask you a little bit about the kind of the process of touring? I mean, it sounds like it's a lot to set up and take down. And what is kind of like the back behind the scenes process?
I'd say at least 1 year before we choose which date we will do the next year. We book the venue, we book some monster trucks, and then when we come closer, it's all the logistic of making sure to go from the first town to the second one, etc. So this year we started our tour at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa. The day right after that, on the Sunday, we were in Kingston. Last weekend, we were in Quebec. We go to Saint-Félicien and Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean. Then afterwards, we arrive in St. John. We build our track the day before in St. John. We do the show on Saturday. And right after the show, we go directly to Moncton because in the morning, we need to be already there to build a track for the show in Moncton. We have locally sourced cars. So let's say for St. John, we have a supplier, which is MK Auto Recycling that we work with for many, many years. They take cars from people that don't need them anymore for scrap. They take the good parts out of it. They depollute it by removing gas tanks, removing other liquids. They bring them to us. We crush them. And afterwards, they go back to their owners. So back to MK Auto for them to recycle them.
And could you tell us a little bit about the history of Monster Truck and monster truck racing? Kind of where did it originate
in Canada? If I can tell the story of my family, how it all started in the 80s, my grandfather had a farm, and he built a big truck because he was always getting stuck when he got in his fields. And he brought that truck to a fair, and someone say, "Hey, that looks like a monster truck." That was really new in the United States. There were 5 to 10 monster truck at that time in the United States, where it all started. And then my grandfather said, "I'm gonna build one." So he built the first monster truck in Canada, Superfoot, in 1982. And then afterwards started doing some shows in Atlantic Canada, in Quebec, all around Canada. And at some point, my dad took over, brought it bigger, doing bigger shows like Crazy Pepsi in Quebec, the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, the Montreal Olympic Stadium. In 2018, I took over, and now I'm the third generation doing it. Oh, it's what people can expect is really to have a unique event. You know, at our times, we see a lot on our cell phone, on TVs and things like that, but we don't experience much in real life. So to come to a monster truck show with your young children and to show them something as impressive as that, they will be marked for life for sure. And they will ask you again and again, is this the weekend that we have monster trucks? And one special thing that we do is that when people arrive at the arena, they can buy a VIP pass. So this will give them the access to the floor before the show. So they'll be able to see the track, meet the drivers, take some pictures with the monster trucks, go back to their seats afterwards, see the whole thing happening. And after you have been just beside a monster truck to understand how big it is, and you can even come with your VIP pass after the show to see the crushed cars, maybe take a small bit of it to bring home with you as a souvenir. So this is the real complete experience if people want to live it for real. If people want to maybe learn more about us, we have that TV show. It is Monster Truck on Tour, Monster Truck en Tournée, so Crave. It's a French TV show, but we have English subtitles. So if you want to practice your kids' French, it's also a good way to do it. For St. John and Moncton, we only come every 2 years. So if you want to see it, buy your tickets, come this year.
If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Ionaco for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.